Gypsies will come and hit you. With Bill Oddie. And if you've ever been hit with Bill Oddie, you'll know, yeah. Stop laughing at the back there. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Stop laughing at the back there. Angus Prune Tune, which brings to your ears this week's cut price bargains. Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, David Hatch, Joe Kendall, and Bill Oddie. And here is the voice of the nation's heartthrob, the most handsome brute on radio, Slim Oyster Hiatus.
Oh, no, it's... I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Again!
Ladies and gentlemen, for my next illusion, I am proud to present the incredible 200 budgerigars. Hey, thank you.
John, darling, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I have here a perfectly ordinary matchbox.
John, I'm trying to sleep. Please come to bed, darling, it's late.
See, presto, and from this matchbox I produce 1 incredible budgerigar, 2 incredible budgerigars, 3 incredible budgerigars, 4 incredible budgerigars.
Shut up! Look, John, it's 3 o'clock and I'm very tired. So please be quiet and let me sleep.
5 incredible budgerigars. 6 incredible budgerigars. 7 incredible budgerigars.
Stop it! I don't think I can stand it anymore. I don't know why Auntie Hilda ever gave you that junior magician set.
Not junior.
I've had no sleep for the last 3 months, John, and it's beginning to get me down. I can't go on like this much longer, you know. Please, John, put away your tricks and let me sleep. Please, John. It's not a lot to ask. Please.
Pick a card. Oh, any card at all.
Oh, very well.
It's the ace of spades.
No, it's the ten of diamonds.
Yes, I know, I was just testing you.
I'm going to sleep.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful disappearing potato.
Oh, no, John, not the disappearing potato. It doesn't fool me, you know.
I shall now make this perfectly ordinary potato disappear.
John, I'm your wife. I know where you put it.
Well, how about the miraculous herd of elephants?
All right, but you'll have to do the clearing up yourself this time.
ladies and gentlemen, I blow up this perfectly ordinary brown paper bag. Now watch carefully. I wave the magic wand, and hey, presto. Oh. Well, there we have the miraculous herd of brown paper bags.
I think that's enough for tonight, darling. You've done very well, so why don't you just hop into bed and go to sleep?
Can't I just do the unbelievable chocolate cathedral illusion?
No, darling.
How about the baffling Chinese mice trick?
Darling, the dining room's full of Chinese mice as it is.
Well, can't I go down and baffle them?
No, dear.
Not even a little bit?
No, not even a little bit.
Well, can I go down and surprise them?
No.
Well, what's this one, then? Ladies and gentlemen, I roll up my left trouser leg, so. Now, I cover my left leg with this large piece of black cloth. I wave the wand and hey, presto!
John, your left leg's disappeared.
Precisely, madam, and if you will now be so good as to look behind your right ear, what do you find?
It's your right leg.
You mean my left leg?
No, it's your right leg.
Well, look behind your left ear. Is there anything there?
Yes.
And what is it?
200 budgerigars.
Where's my leg, then?
I don't know, darling. I didn't disappear it.
How about my leg? Where's it got to?
Please, come to bed, darling. We can look for it in the morning.
No, I want it now. How do you expect me to do the incredible pair of electric gumboots illusion without it? Look, oh, look, here it is, in the bed.
No, darling, that's my leg.
Well, what's this, then?
That's my other leg.
And what's this?
That's my leg.
Mary, what is a strange man doing sleeping in my bed?
I'm not a man. I'm Dermot Staybaker, the singing baboon.
Dermot Staybaker, the singing baboon? Dermot Staybaker, the singing baboon?
Darling, it's Dermot Staybaker, the singing baboon.
Yes, I know.
But he's back. I mean, I banished him on Tuesday, and he's back.
You didn't banish him, John. He went to stay with his mother.
He didn't. I banished him.
Oh, John, you couldn't banish anybody.
I could, and I can, and I can, and I will. I'll banish both of you.
Well, hurry up, then.
All right. 1, 2, Fairy Pink Bottle, Puma, Chapman, Most Practice, finish!
John? John? John!
Ladies and gentlemen, you may remember that from time to time we have featured the conversation of 3-4-month-old babies outside a supermarket. Believe it or not, they're still there, so why not let's go and visit them?
Morning, sir.
Morning, Hugh.
What's
wrong with Rupert?
What are you doing, Rupert?
I'm counting up to 50.
Well, you're not doing it right. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, I can't do that, so I count 1 50 times and then add them all together.
Well, funny way of doing it. Do you know the alphabet, Hugh?
Well, of course I do. My father taught me so I'd impress his friends.
Go on then, swank pot.
All right. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon.
That's not what I learned.
Are you potty trained yet, Cyril?
No worse luck. I just can't get the hang of it. Why are you?
Well, sort of.
Anybody learned anything new since yesterday?
Yes, there are more than 7 pints in a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. How do you know?
I heard the old woman screaming at my dad last night. 7 pints? 7 pints? That's nearly a gallon you drunk it all. I didn't catch the rest.
Pity. You might have learned a few more words.
Hey, watch it, watch it. Here comes your old bag, Hugh.
Hello, Cyril. Hello, Rupert. Just wait there, Hugh Diddums, darling. Mumsy won't be long.
She makes me puke.
Don't.
Oh, bother, that's the 5th time this morning.
Yes. It does get boring.
Hey, Rupert, I'm on drugs.
You're not?
Yes. The old lady takes me to a special clinic once a week for a shot. I'm on diphtheria at the moment.
Very psychedelic.
Pathetic. I dreamt Mummy bought me a furry squirrel.
Furry squirrel, oh, mucky bibs.
Bounce up, you two. I like squirrels.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, shut up, or I'll hit you with my rabbit.
You can't eat solids. You can't eat
solids. Oh, shut up, William.
Oh!
There.
I said, what did you do?
Gave him a rabbit punch.
Well, he's out cold.
What do we do?
I know. I'll count him out. 1, 1, 1, 1. Are you 6'5", broad-shouldered, well-built, dark, handsome, well-educated, with a lively mind and a bright personality? Snap.
And now, here is a song from W.E. Oddy. Wee Oddy, to those who know him.
It's a little restaurant. Lonely uses love to heart. At the corner table to think of all the girls that got away. I softly start to cry as the waiter passes by, and in his ear as I pull him near to me, you'll hear me sadly sigh.
To the Dark Ages.
Oh, I can't see.
When nights were bold and days were not bad. Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Magnificent 6½, starring 3 fellows, a girl and John Cleese, in The Knights of the Round Table, or Periwinkle the Lamb and the Vampires of Tooting Beck, or not.
As like as not, our story doth begin, of castle walls and marble halls, and the king that dwelt therein. His height was high unto the sky, as far as one could tell. He was tall and strong, he could do no wrong, and his name was Eskimo Neff.
Come on, come on, who's been in my script? Come on.
It is the great hall of Camelot on the eve of the feast of St. Patrick. Above the table are the arms of King Arthur, and under it, his leg. On the wall, overlooking the assembly, is the great seal of England. The herald speaks.
Me lord! Me lady! Arthur, King of Wessex, and also of Middlesex and somewhere.
And as the king rises, a thousand knights spring to their feet.
Guinevere, gaze upon my armies. All these men are yours.
Oh, can I have them now, or shall I save some of them for later?
I have some new recruits. I'll introduce you. Sirs, this is Queen Guinevere. I don't think you've had the pleasure.
I have.
He has, he has.
Who's he?
I am Sir Lewin of Worcester.
Oh, oh, what a knight.
Yes, honey.
I thought you might.
That's enough of your sauce, Worcester. Take Sir Lewin to the stake.
Well done. Well done. On second thoughts, make him underdog.
As the knights drank, the royal party set about scrutinizing the scene.
Who is yonder knight?
Betshire is Sir Realist, he who runs the psychedelic discotheque where many of your men are members.
The nightclub.
Just so. It is called, wait for it, pretty. It is called the Gauntlet. And he's the proprietor.
You mean?
Yes, he's running the Gauntlet. And actually, it's your arguments.
Yonder clerical gentleman.
That is the venerable bean.
Not the venerable bean.
You know, that was one of his forefathers. Or one of his three mothers, I assume. He comes from a long string of beans.
And so they passed the evening with merry jests. Merry jests. Until very soon it was time for the food to be brought up. Thirty servants bore in a table, groaning with victuals.
Oh, I've got the victuals.
The king blessed the feast.
Bless you, thief.
And with a cry, he fell upon the food. The banquet raged well into the night, until at last the king called for some entertainment.
Jester!
I'll be with you in just a minute.
Enraged.
Legend of St. Patrick.
No, they do say one year come some time at the feast of St. Patrick, precisely as it were thereabouts almost this time perhaps, legend hath it that a strange knight, handsome and tall, who shall presently do great deeds, shall enter as it were through all but that very door.
As the old man spoke, a handsome knight rode in before their eyes, and a thousand voices all at once rang out.
Surprise, surprise.
I am Sir Prancelot. May I give you the... may I give you the compliments of the season?
Certainly.
Oh, you're a wonderful human being.
Thank you.
But who are you, if I may make so bold?
I am the good, strong, masculine, virile King Arthur.
Well, nobody's perfect.
And this is my daughter by a previous marriage, the lovely, unmarried, single, available Lady Fiona.
Ah, what a beauteous rose! I want her, I need her, she must be my own! Oh, that surprised you, didn't it? Yes, well, I may appear with my flowing robes and my gracious mien as a bit of a Nancy, but believe me, underneath this there's a man trying to get out. Keep still, you fool. No, but I would fain wed your daughter, I would fain.
That's fain by me.
I thought it might be.
Mayhap, you cannot marry with royalty until you have proved your valor by defeating a giant. Witch, dragon, saber-toothed tiger, ogre, vampire, or bush baby, or any combinations thereof, on or before the 10th minute, starting from now. It's a pretty silly rule. We have to stick to it, otherwise there'd be no story.
But there's no danger here.
Oh, yes, there is!
The Black Knight!
I am the wicked, evil knight.
I never have guessed.
Anyway, where is your daughter by a previous marriage? I have come to claim her as my own.
So, you're her real mother.
Out of my way, maiden.
Oh, maiden, thank you.
And with that, he leapt forward to Lady Fiona. Brushing aside the king, he swept her off. In a flash, she was gone. Though someone hurled a goblet at him, it only smashed a mirror on the wall.
Another chalice through the looking glass. He's taken my daughter. Where? How? There's only one thing for it. We must ask the advice of my faithful advisor, Merlin, my wizard, the best wizard in the band.
Good evening, Arthur. Good evening. Good evening, Arthur. Good evening,
Jim. Merlin, my daughter.
Forget about it. Forget about it. Let me cheer for you, Arthur. Marvelous trick. You're going to love this one. Marvelous.
Yes, but my daughter.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, daughter. Take a card. Any card you like. Got a card. Put it back in the pack, okay? Back in the pack. Put the card back in the pack. Say the magic word. And the card disappeared. Make the card disappear. And the magic word. Make the card disappear. And the card. No, it hasn't. What was that about your daughter?
My daughter has been kidnapped by the Black Knight, and I want your advice. Merlin, you must tell me.
What about?
What's the answer?
The answer is 5 o'clock, right?
The weeks, the months, trod slowly on, till all things were forgot, and the courtiers of King Arthur's entourage passed their time in harmless medieval pastime. But all the while, the grief-stricken Sir Prancelot was pining in his room.
Pine. Oh, the excruciating pine. I love it.
But one morn, as he was gazing in the mirror, he began to reflect. And he realized how much in love he still was.
Gosh, I'm beautiful.
And so Prancelot donned his armor and hurtled downstairs. As soon as the other knights heard of his decision to face the Black Knight alone, they rushed to support him.
That's it. Go along. Quite right, lad. Don't need us.
You don't need us.
But good King Arthur wouldn't hear of it. He was upstairs at the time. But he soon descended from the throne and addressed his knights.
Now, the Black Knight awaits you, so you must all be off.
Yes, I must ride forth, so you three had better get up in front. All right, off. Off we go.
Now he tells me. Now he tells me.
Through mead and mire and forest dire, Sir Prancelot did roam. Till early morn a sun arose, he spied the Black Knight's
castle? Look. There's a flame at yonder casement.
Yes, and there's a light in that window.
It's a candle burning.
It's Lady Fiona.
No, it's a candle. I'll climb and climb up the drainpipe.
No, it's no good. I'm too fat.
Oh, that's better.
Sire, if tis indeed she'll recognize me voice. I'll sing to her.
Yes, play her a lute song.
Right. 24 virgins went down to win the
land. Silence! Not that lute.
But soft!
The window's opening, and hark, she calls.
Shut that ruddy row up, or I'll set the dragon on you!
Is that you, Fiona? It is me, Prancelot.
It is I!
Sorry, it is I, Prancelot.
Tie your sheets together and throw them down to us.
Right!
You're supposed to tie up your ends.
Sorry.
Listen, I've got a great idea.
Oh, good.
Put your most voluminous dress on and jump out, and as you fall, it will flare up all around you.
And will it burn me?
Fight to the stake!
Wait, I've got a better idea.
Yes?
I'll come downstairs and open the door.
All right.
Fiona.
What do you want?
I've come to rescue you from the Black Knight. How's he been treating you?
3 spoons of bicarbonate for 4 meals and no fatty food.
Then you're well.
It keeps me going.
I spend it does, yeah.
Quickly, sire. We must make our getaway after that one.
Yes, it should be easy. No, wait. There's one thing I've forgotten.
What?
My toothbrush. Hang on, I'll nip back.
Oh. Too late. Ha, ha, ha.
The Black Knight.
Yes. And now I shall set my dragon on you.
Ow.
See how his eyes are shining bright, and his nostrils flaring, and his breathing is hot and fiery.
I think he likes me.
Call him off!
What now?
Listen, I claim the right of a knight of the round table to challenge you to single combat.
What's it going to be, then?
Horrible.
No. Lances?
Daggers.
Longbows.
Crossbows.
Broadswords.
Broadbeams.
These dogs.
Gossip.
Women.
Sex.
Seven.
Number.
Letter.
Telegram.
Greetings.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come back.
fight like a man.
I need to get personal.
With one mighty swing of his chainmail handbag, Trancelot caught the black knight's eye. He was stunned.
Mm, oh, what a gorgeous handbag.
Careful. Careful, he's bluffing.
And he was. A second later, he was on his knees.
Please give me that handbag and I'll never bother you again.
Oh, very well.
And so the Black Knight was put down, and Trancelot returned to town. Yes, yes, yes. Trancelot, Fiona, and their friends sped back to Camelot. Good King Arthur had heard of their triumph, and they were welcomed by a wonderful array.
Right.
All the village were amazed to see Trancelot sitting so proud in the saddle.
He hadn't got a horse.
As Fiona walked forward, he dismounted.
Oh, that's a relief.
And good King Arthur and his queen stepped from the royal pavilion.
Sir Trancelot, is there anything you desire?
Yes, the hand of Lady Fiona.
Certainly. Anyone for a leg?
Yes,
sir!
Speech, speech! Oh, no, I'm not one for speaking, but if I may, I would like to finish with a little song.
Yes, you would.
Yes, I would. If the lads of the round table would join in.
A song? But I never knew.
Oh, yes, didn't you know?
He's a grand knight for seeing.
Once again, the lilting sounds of the Angus Prune Tune warn us that the sands of time are running out. The hounds of spring are on winter's traces, and that is the end of I'm Sorry I'll Read It Again for this week. If you were listening, the voices you heard were those of Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, David Hatch, Joe Kendall, and Bill Oddie. The scripts were by Graham Garden, David Hatch, Eric Idle, and Bill Oddie. The songs by Bill Oddie and Dave Lee. Music by Dave Lee and his many men, with arrangements by the one and only Leon Cohen. I'm Sorry I'll Read That Again was produced by Humphrey Barclay, the producer with a laughing face. He keeps it in a box under his bed. So there we are until next week, when, once again, John Batman Cleese will thrill you with the words...
Oh, no! It's the Wonder Show! My name is Angus Cleese, and I'm a friend of mine.